Lewis is on trial. Who? Wait, what was that?
I don't know.
Operator? Just a minute. I know it wasn't you. I just wanted to see. Operator? I thought I heard something. Because
yeah,
operators come in on my line, and then they'll sit there for 2 minutes before they say, you know, that they want the line.
Somebody's on the line.
Are you sure?
Yeah, there's only one phone right, you know, where I am now.
Well, there's nobody on mine here either, but...
Okay. It sounded like I got distant.
Yeah, it did to me, too. You know, it's probably all right. If you hear another click, let me know. Sometimes I miss it, but it sounded to me like an operator coming along. But usually they'll say, we need the number.
Well, I don't know much about the phone anyway.
Hold on, just hold on. Now, as I say, I won't name the name of the man. You know the guy that's on trial in the city. You know the guy that's on trial in the city?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if indeed... Is that your dogs?
Yeah.
Okay, if indeed, that's an example. I'd warned him not to go to certain places and get out of association with certain people, you know? He had his life kind of divided up between our group and others. Now, look at that case. I don't know whether you're familiar of the kind of legal representation he has.
Mm-hmm.
The best.
Yeah.
You get the point I'm trying to get to?
Right.
He hadn't been in church for a month.
Right.
Maybe a month and a half. But when he was in trouble, I went from member to member and saw that he had the best. To represent him. I think that says more than all these little old troublemakers that may be coming to you and saying what I say or don't say. Now, I don't believe you're going to kill anybody. And I don't believe that you're out to kill anybody. All the questions I had, I ask you, other than that I've never seen Mickey, and the parents thought that she was a bit aloof and distant. But I said she's probably feels you are aloof and distant.
Well, you know, one of the things, Jim, is that I've seen some people in the church, and they act like I shot them with a bolt of lightning or something. You know, I know that it might be, you know, a great shock, you know, a surprise, you know, that I.
But why don't you test the darn thing sometime and walk in and see how I treat you?
Oh no, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about.
Well, I know, but who are these people? Now, like Terry mentioned, I can't think of her name. She hasn't said 15 words to me since she's been in the church. She's a black nurse. Oh, Ara. That she hadn't spoke to her. Well, Ara doesn't speak to me. So, it depends upon who you're referring to. If there's somebody treating you badly, you give me their name, and they won't treat you badly.
I don't make it a point to intrude on people, you know, because I feel that they have a conviction to the group. I know I did.
A conviction?
Outside the group that I wouldn't make it a point to be around them and talk to them and be friendly and jovial, you know. So I can understand that.
No, I tell you differently. We have had a policy about people who go out of the group to do treachery or go back to their racism. Mm-hmm. You've not gone back to racism, so there's no reason why people can't be friendly to you.
Yeah,
there's been no orders to be unfriendly to you.
I don't want anybody to do what they might not want to do, you know, because... nothing's really. I went to a.
Your mother is paranoid. Now, your mother's paranoid about you. Did I told. I'm sorry, I haven't slept since last Monday. John, I told him. Did he convey any of this, what I told you?
No, he.
I said, I wanted you both to sit down with your mother so we can have an arrangement that these children can.
Who were Christine?
Yeah. So because she feels let down.
Uh-huh.
She feels that you let her down by going back. She says something which I don't even remember that occurred with Sandy, and she feels let down that you've gone back after being accused of, you know, the things you were accused of at that trial, and Joyce were and so forth. has a feeling that you've let her down. And I said, as much as I could, I gave her what you said about him, and you said some of it here when she was present. Because I wanted her to hear from you directly. That's why, you know, I called them when you were here, so you could talk to them. And what she couldn't understand, I didn't know it at the time. I'd forgotten. You remember an incident that was supposed to take place with Sandy? Your sister, a long time ago. Long, long years ago. That's in your mother's crawl. Oh, you don't remember?
No.
Well, she said you would. I called her the day after I talked with John to get to see the children. And she said, well, okay, if that's what you want. But she felt I had let her down, too. She said that they hobnob with Jim Sr., and he hobnobs with Whitey. I said, do we know?
Whitey was over to his house, mm-hmm. and he told me, he said, well, Ed Whitey is the most lioness person going, you know, and he'll have anything to do with him. And he told me this, personally to himself, that he won't have anything to do with him. If he comes in, he won't tell him, okay, Whitey, get out of my house. You know,
well,
he sits there and he gives him coffee or something, but he don't have anything to do with him. Personally, you know, like, my father, you know, I've had a chance to talk with him and everything. He don't have anything against the church. He was really let down.
I heard this. I did hear this, and I told the people that Whitey tried to get him to sign a petition, which he refused.
Uh-huh.
I heard that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I heard
so
that.
So I tried to give him every break, but, you know, it was. I must admit, I don't want to put it all on her, although I didn't say a thing. I said that we should get together as quickly as possible so these children can be normalized, so you don't have to meet them on the QT, and that they can feel good. And you can ask Johnny what I said just yesterday. Now, you remember, today is Wednesday, and you get the date down tomorrow, and little children are not going to lie. I said, Jim, you got a good brother. I wish he was with us. We need him. And we'll just keep hoping that he'll be back with us.
Last time I went to...
You hear what I'm saying?
Put
that down, and when we see him, but we ought to all sit down with these children. It is not right for them to feel this strain between us. Hell, we've got no problems. You're living integration, and we're living integration. No organization doing more to help the politically oppressed and the racially oppressed than we are. And if you don't believe it, you can look at our books.
Well, you know, I've turned down... I've been approached by people, you know, trying to do something with their school and stuff like that. So,
no, you know. And so, I know myself, I don't have anything against you.
What people are trying to do me, what do you mean doing, what kind of thing? Do violence to me?
Well, just seeing what I know about the temple that could be used, you know, or like Whitey signing the petition, which Whitey, I've never went to Whitey to try and sign a petition with him.
One thing that hurt me that he indicated that you substantiated, you said that I'd shacked with this and the other, but you didn't get into any of that.
I told him you shacked with what?
Oh, with women, and they got one woman pregnant and so forth. You didn't tell him anything like that.
Nuh-uh. Who told you that?
Oh, Whitey. I'm just asking
you. No, well, if Whitey heard that...
I never quoted this. I never quoted it on my children's life. I never quoted it. I never quoted it.
See, this is one of the things, too, is that... Like, I talked to Whitey because he's at my father's house, and I walked in on him.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'd be talking with someone, and then I'd get it back later that I said about 3 million different things I didn't say.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and it's...
Well, you see what you're getting back from me. You say people stop you and tell you that I said this and that and the other, and I'm naming names to you. I'm naming every name.
Uh-huh.
I've named every name. Now, what you ought to do is do the same by me and name the names of these that are telling you these lies, and I'll face them. Face them and you'll find out who's lying. You'll see right quickly it's not me. See, I named you. I just named you, told this. I've named everything I had in my crawl. I named you. I told you, I give you the evidence of what bothered me, that you were supposed to be down here, coming down here to, you know, when you came in. And I said, but that didn't fit. If you'd come down here and do violence to me, you wouldn't have come in on our property. So I didn't buy it. I didn't believe it. They may have believed at the time that you were, but you explained it to me that you just was trying to let people know in case someone was going to hurt you. And you wanted them to know that you had friends. Well, I think we've done the same. You know, we don't know anymore where where anybody's at. We're paranoid. You're paranoid. We want to get this eliminated, and we cannot get eliminated unless we meet with each other and talk and normalize situations.
In our meeting, you know, Jim, I just recall this one incident which I want to bring up, and that is when last I went to my mother's house, her and Sandy acted extremely cold, you know, and like they didn't want me there. And I heard Sandy say, Joel was there also, and he went to the door. Actually, what I did, I drove up, and I jumped out of the car real quick and ran to the door. I knew Joel was home because I had seen him in school earlier, and he said, Christine should be there.
Now,
when I went there, I heard Sandy, you know, say, you shouldn't open that door for that motherfucker, you know, like that.
Sandy said that?
Yeah, and so what I did, I didn't knock on it immediately, because I jumped out of the car pretty quick, and I was there.
But you remember the issue. Now, I've forgotten it. If it happened, I don't remember it. Sandy said that, and her mother says that Jim Sr. once got drunk and tried. You remember that situation?
I don't remember Jim doing anything like that.
I know, I'm not saying that you remember it happening. Do you remember them saying it?
I heard Christine said that happened. Sandy said it
that it happened too. So that's what they're upset with. Now, if it did or didn't, I don't know. I don't remember it. All I remember in the trial, I do remember, and I told you what bothered me, that he brought up things in that trial about Joyce and you. I do remember that, because that was a nasty thing we went through. You do remember that, don't you?
Yeah. Well, he was saying that we were sleeping together.
Yeah. Well, that was pretty serious business.
Yeah.
Both you and Wayne and Terry, I think. So if you say the guy's changed, fine. But all these years, he never showed any interest in integration.
No, in integration, yeah, he is. That's not his problem with him. But he does not give up drinking. He's not going to give up smoking for anybody.
I don't think we got the right to tell him he's going to do that. And I think you've got a right to be human to a person. And should be, if they're going to work for social justice, we can't make a social justice platform on the basis of whether somebody smokes or drinks.
Right, that's exactly right, because I found myself, you know, disliking people because of some of the little pet peeves that they have, and that won't do it.
No, I agree with you 100%. I said today to John that he said he wanted to see the children. I said, well, fine by me, absolutely fine. So I called your mother and got her, I guess, out of bed. I don't see your mother very much because she works and never's on the weekend trips. And I said, let's get together and let these kids see these kids on a regular basis. Well, then she started in that she felt let down. She said, I can take them all and move. I said, now, Christine, we've had enough impetuosity. Let's just cool it and sit down and define some terms that they won't talk about you. And you won't talk about them. And I said, who's going to be hurt? These children are going to be hurt. Pulled in between this kind of a mess, like between stallions, you know. This is bad. And as far as I can tell, she isn't talking about you to the children. Because Johnny, I didn't know about that. I didn't know. I think that's perfectly horrid. If she said, don't let that MF in, I think that's perfectly horrid.
Yeah, she said, which is such a big... hurry to see him for, you know. The point I was trying to make with that situation is that...
Would you give me some more water?
Huh?
I was just asking, give me some more water.
I left, you know. And I know, I thought, well, part of Sandy's thing is because I left, and I left the great cause and things like that. So I don't have any resentment for my mother, either one of them. I want them to be happy.
Now, somebody said that you upset that I ought to pay for your knee. Is that true?
No, I'm not. No, if anything's on my knee, I'll take care of myself. You know.
Well, I'm asking you because I was just getting ready to tell you this. If you need some help to get your knee taken care of, I'll help you.
I didn't say anything like that.
I don't even know where it came from, Jim. I can't tell you where that came from because I don't know, but I heard it from somebody.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
Where that thing even stemmed from, Jim? Is in a meeting we had in Washington where everybody, I said, well...
I think he did. I think Wayne mentioned that to me.
Yeah, well, we were all... I said,
that's
well,
right.
Well, go to
didn't tell me no names.
But Jim, at least he could do is pay for that operation. You get there, make sure he take care of the operation. But see, I'm not going to dwell on things that are negative to me, because I don't feel that warring with people, especially, you know, like the church and you in particular, are people I have different problems with. It's not necessary to go around and be backstabbing and arguing with people, you know.
What prompted you to say that? You ought to have known enough about me that if you had trouble, I'd have helped you anyway. What prompted you to feel that you had to tell him to tell me to take care of your knee?
No, I didn't say that. I said, it didn't even come from me, that idea. The idea was to somebody else. And then
somebody else said it in the group?
That's right.
Oh.
That's eight of us. It said that, well,
you weren't the one that said it?
At least, no, surely not.
I'll be gone.
At least I could, that Jim Jones could do is to take care of the operation and to make sure you take care of that when you got there. And we all discussed it. And, like, I was in agreement with it. I admit that I was in agreement. Well, sure. Why not? You know. Of course, I've been there just short of 8 years, given a lot of time and effort and money and stuff like that. And I was dedicated. And, I really looked at some of the other people. Were able to do some of the things that they wanted to do, and I lived in the valley where, a telephone call away, and all I had to do was just drive a few hundred yards or a mile, and had to be in a project or something. Well, some people could live in San Francisco and be totally away from it. But even that's all in the past. But I thought that'd be a good idea. And I haven't went to you to ask you for the money to get a knee operation or for any assistance like that. For one reason, I don't want anybody to think that I'm going to try to use them. I'm trying in any way to...
Well, I appreciate that, because I've certainly had my experience of people, you know, doing that to me. The fact is that if you need help, you can come to me and I will help you at any point. I think that if I know my heart, I'd lay my life down for you. Maybe I don't understand you as much as I would like to understand you, but I love you like I loved you. And I don't think that there's any doubt if anybody would, as I told someone to say, I said, why don't you, we all sit down and take a lie detector test and we can find out what people do mean, you know.
That's right.
I'm perfectly willing to take a polygraph to tell you how much I feel and what I would do, and in just those terms, I'm perfectly willing to sit down, and I know a man that can do it. Or if you don't like that man, there's somebody else that we could get. It's just the fact that he'd do it more reasonably, because we've utilized his services. If it would do anything to ease your paranoia,
Jim, I'm not paranoid. I just seem, you know, like the thing with those people following me. It's nothing, you know, I'm worried about.
But son, if to think that I would put anybody following you.
No, well, see, I said, at the end of my mind, but I really didn't, I thought that'd be very unwise for him to do something like that. Just think how wide open that meeting.
Absolutely.
You know, so I didn't make that after thinking about it.
But you better find out who's following you. If somebody is indeed following you, well, I'm concerned about who's following you.
I didn't see him yesterday or today. And so,
what would they be following you for?
I don't know. I know I haven't did anything.
Well, you're probably a nice, handsome black man with a nice-looking white woman. That's probably the ramifications of it. Oh. Mickey and Sandy have that problem now and then, but they're not that bad. I've never heard, you know, somebody just going out right following them, but they've started hassles on the street.
Right.
But I can assure you, I can assure you from the depths of my heart, and if you don't believe it, as I said, I'll take a lie detector test, and it's on record, I would assure you that no one in this group is following you.
Well, I believe you, Jim, and you know, one thing about,
I talked awful raw to you. You remember the last time I saw you?
Yeah.
I laid it out. Laid right out when Danny Phillips and I was together, you remember? I laid out everything about my mind that puzzled me about you. You recall?
Yeah.
Now, if you...
Oh, yeah, I remember that kind of thing.
And I poured it out because I see greatness in you, and I didn't want you to goof up and to fail your highest potential. And and I'm not going to change from that point of view. I don't understand what you're doing with your life. I'd like to see you back in school. I'd like to help you back in school because you've got a good mind. But it's your life, Jim.
Uh-huh.
You know, but to follow you, I do not think you're a killer. I do not think you would even do physical harm. I don't think you would even line up with liars to try to hurt an interracial group. I think you've got enough sense to see that if you didn't even like me, that you would be hurting older ladies and little children. We've got 60 or 70 little children here that are under our guardianship, that their life would go to hell if anything was done to harm this group.
But you know,
I think you've got that much sense to know that.
No, if I was really going to do something with somebody to a church, you know, it would have been a long time ago. You know, why?
Now, why? Of course.
You know,
why do these people keep telling you?
About, you know, earlier. Why? You know, why so long? And why move back to the valley?
You know what? From the depths of my heart, and I'll take a lie detector test on this. I'm glad you people move back. I think that there are provocateurs in the city that are shooting down white people. We had incidents of our interracial couples there on 2 or 3 occasions on Geary. Well, Mike almost got shot. I don't know if you know, but the other time these 4 were killed.
Well, somebody shot at him?
Well, they pulled up to get him, it looked like. Rolled the window down, and for some reason, they moved on down to the corner and shot the person right down the street from him.
Huh.
You know, the time these fools that are shooting these people at random, yesterday they shot 2 Salvation Army people down there. It's only a block from our church that they're doing all this.
Huh.
And I think it's not safe. Because you're with a white woman, it shows that you don't approve of black chauvinism. You understand? And now we've got black chauvinism and white chauvinism. And where in the hell does that put people like you and me? I've got a black son. I'm married to the cause of integration. You're married to you're living with your wife or companion. It's white. You're out of step with the city, and so am I. So I'm glad you're out of the city. If you want, now that's the truth, and I'll take a lie detector test. I was rather relieved to hear you were back. I wasn't nervous about the fact. I wasn't nervous about the fact that you're back here. I presume that you were here because of an economic reason. That your father's got a house there, and to get your own footing, that's a logical basis.
Well, Mike, Mindy had a job there, and I had a job also. And I guess one thing I didn't admit to, you know, to Ava when she asked me, but I was working, and so was Mindy. But up here, I like the country. I like the hills. I like the history. And the city is just like a hassle. But it has its advantages and disadvantages.
The disadvantages
way outweigh the
advantages. You can't protect yourself against maniacs that are walking in the streets anymore. That's the thing I don't like about it.
Yeah, I mean,
Jim and Steven and Tim had an incident on Geary at Van Ness.
Yeah.
They pulled a knife on him.
Uh-huh.
Right in the open daylight.
That happened to me. That happened to me also.
So, and it wasn't meant for them because they were people stamped. It was just a hassle on the street.
Right.
So, I'm glad you're out of the jungle, and I think that you're going to find that we ought to meet from the standpoint that there are people in this area who don't like interracial brotherhood any better, of course, than the city. The only difference is that we've got some economic strength here, and we do have the respect of law enforcement. And if anybody hassles you, man, I'm telling you, this is my commitment, they're hassling me. I wish you were in the church, but even if you're not in the church, it's going to be that way.
Yeah, I understand.
Are you reading me?
Yeah, I follow you. You know,
all you have to do is lift up the telephone. I'm not in the town every day. You know, I'm doing the churches, but that's my commitment to you. If somebody bothers you and Mickey and wants to interrupt your life, as long as you don't cohabit with my enemies, who are racist enemies, you understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to judge you for your father. I understand. You told me, well, he's a lonely person. I didn't forget all you told me, and I have a lot on my mind. That you thought he was alone and it was right to leave him like that. But your mother feels hurt by him. You've also got to understand her position, you know. So when you're around him, around her,
I have to understand it. Like a point of view. You know what? He hasn't said anything bad about her. All this time.
Well, why don't we try to get them all together? Is he married now, though?
Huh?
Is he married to someone else?
No.
Why don't we all try to get him sit down and talk sometime.
That might not be too good to do that either.
Yep.
That either. Just because the thing is, like, that's over 8 years,
wow.
and there's a, like, he's not drinking as much, but when I first came,
I see
him, he was drinking awful heavily, just thinking that, you know, the kids and everything, he's, you know, that he'd like to see him, but just all the problems that he, in his mind,
it represents,
goes along with seeing them, and, you know, he likes them very much, but... and likes to be with him, but it caused problems just because if he goes to see him...
Well, I think if you would settle to see them and not him, it might be better. Your mother was awfully uptight about the suggestion today when I... because the minute John asked me, he gave me the impression that that Christine said you couldn't see the children. So I called and got her out of bed. Why do they want to see them when they're with him and all this has been said and all this was done to Sandy? She got a memory, of course, of all these things. And she didn't think... I told you in a nutshell, and I'm not quoting it just verbatim, but she said she felt let down by you. And she felt let down by me that I was calling up defending your right to see them. But she said she still would talk. And John, I told John to tell you, and he was willing to talk first of next week. Talk with her and me or whoever else you wanted, and we'd make some, you know, communications, for God's sake. So,
well, you know, the thing about that, I feel, like, sure, you know, I talked to her, but I don't want her or Sandy to feel uncomfortable. I know they don't believe it, Jim, but I love them all very much.
Well, I think
I don't want to do anything that
I think
them.
I think that they've got to believe it. There are little Joey and little Johnny that don't need this. They don't need this tension. I want them to look up to you. You still believe in equality? You're still working for political justice, aren't you?
Of course.
All right? Then what the hell? Why do we go through this nonsense? This is ridiculous. I think we ought to sit down, and I think you ought to mention what she said to you. And I'll tell in front of her what I'm telling you, that if she used that term, in front of Joe, that was a cruel thing.
Yeah, she did.
I think that was awful cruel to put in front of Joey.
He was jumping up and down and saying...
You know what problems you've had? You know what problems you've had because of not having a father? You know what that represents? Well, you didn't have a father you could communicate with or look up to in those formative years. Now, you're at the place of a father in their mind. And when they tear you down, that's bad. And all I can tell you, Jim, is every time I see little Johnny, he's here occasionally with Jim. They're very close buddies. I say, you're a good man. I said, I wish you'd let's just hold a real good thought that Jim will come home. Because he's a good man. Naturally, I have to maintain my organization. You know, you can't... I don't want to establish a rule that, well, if a person goes out and then we can just co-mingle with everybody that goes out. We're going to have some definitions of what going out means. If a person goes out and serves humanity, then we can redefine our organizational policy here. We have a relationship with Kathy Stahl. She comes, and we had a relationship with Rick, and it paid off Rick's back not drinking now. And, you know, if we've been too arbitrary, I'm sure you know why we've had rules about association.
Yeah.
You know what happens to people on the periphery who don't have the philosophy? You know, if they don't have the philosophy at heart? And they mingle with people who are pro-racist and that kind of thing, they diminish in their commitment.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you're keeping the faith, which I see you are, by living with your companion.
But you know, besides being with Mickey, it's the thing that everything that's happening today, and as bad as it's all getting,
yeah.
There's nothing to be done. Tangibly, you know, to avert a lot of things that are happening, and it's a shame, and it puts you into you know, it makes me feel as though
apprehension.
Right, you know, what can we do? You know?
Well, I've got some things I'd like you to consider. And I thought I'd talk to you about the what we call Operation Hope. I thought I'd told you something about that. You know, some of our people are already building a community.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell that, will you please?
No.
You won't communicate that to your father or to anyone, because I don't trust your father like I you do, perhaps, because I don't know him. I think I'm entitled to that. See, I've known you. I've heard you talk from the floor. I've seen you raise your voice for justice, and it thundered like a mighty sea. But I don't know your father, so you're not talking about what I'm telling you. Okay? As I say, the very fact I'm talking to you on telephone shows I trust you, because I've had no end of people ticker taping and all that kind of nonsense. And as I said, I know you own one of them. And it shows I've got a love for you and a trust to tell you some of the things that we're doing. And we are building a program, a missionary program, that will not only feed all of our people, but thousands of people. It's presently under operation. A lot of our people are on the mission field right now. Did you know any of that?
No. Well, I heard, let's see, what...
In a completely democratic setting. In a completely democratic setting, son.
Yeah.
And when I say son,
Mickey was talking to me, about this.
What?
Mickey was been talking to me about some of the things. He talked to Charlie and Joyce at the store.
Yeah.
The other day, and, we got it that something's been happening. I don't know what's going on, but I do know.
Well, I think it quite thrilled you if you did know.
Well, I'd say if something is being done like that, it's, I feel happy with it. You know, it makes me feel good personally that at least there is some refuge for some people, because in this rat race,
the refuge is there for you too when you want it. I don't care if you come in, as the old saying goes, when the ark door's about to close. And I wish you'd trust me and not listen to assholes that come out there and tell you I'm talking about you, because I'm not. Now, even if you're sitting across here coming in since I've talked to you, and she's sitting across here in the living room, and, you know, Eva's straight with the word. I don't know if you know much about Eva. Eva, get on the line. Get on the line. Find anybody that's seen one damn word that I've said about you, other than when I heard that reaction about that I talked to you about. I talked to you all that I had on my mind right there, and these other things I've heard since. I've said, well, I'll reserve judgment. I won't talk to Jim.
Well, you know, I'm going to go to Whitey personally, and then those two words.
What'd you say?
I'm going to go to Whitey personally.
If I
have anything to say to anybody, I'll tell them, and I'm going to tell him just, what this is.
He said that, now what did I...
What did he say? I go to him personally.
Eva?
Yes? Yeah.
Have you ever heard me say one word except kindly for Jim Cobb?
No, I've not heard you say too much about him and his father.
No, I haven't said much about his father.
No.
What I told you, Jim, I told you in the living room I didn't understand it. You remember I said I don't understand you going back to him.
Right.
But I do, if he's lonely, I must say I understand that even. If he's drinking and he's not hurting anybody, I'll defend that to Christine. But I think what you ought to do is sit down. He said that even that he came to the door to see the children. And he heard Sandy say in the background, what was it, again, Jim, I want to quote correctly.
She told me, that's what she told Joe. I drove up and jumped out of the car a little bit faster than normal and jumped onto the porch because I know Joe was going to come running out and I was going to catch him at the door. And he was jumping up and down and running to the door, and she said, would you such a motherfucker, why are you such a hurt to see that motherfucker for? Just, slow down, take your time, she's cussing that way, cussing him out. And he slowed down, opened the door like he was sad, and I'd heard him being jovial and jumping up and down. And,
well, he loves you, he looks up to you like a big brother.
That's true.
And I think that's wrong, and I will talk to them tonight about that.
But,
Or I will wait, Jim, until you sit down and talk to yourself. I think it'd be better if you told them yourself. In this calm and dispassionate voice as you just told us.
But what's important to me is that I know that something's going through Joel's head, Brenda's and Johnny's head.
Well, of course it's going.
And if it would ease their minds, for me to do whatever's necessary, leave them alone completely or whatever, because I really love them an awful lot. But I thought when Sandy did that, that was unfair, not to me, but the fact that Joe was, he's not able to understand intellectually a lot of these things that you know, these changes and things that occur. And
I think it's terrible. I don't think that that's necessary. You have stated, I take your word, that you're not going to hurt anyone in this group. I don't mean physically. I knew that without you telling me. That you had no desire to gossip. You did not gossip with old Whitey. I didn't think you did. Really didn't think in my heart you did in the first place. I didn't think you'd have that much in common.
And I'll go back there and I'll straighten things out with him. You know.
Oh, he's impossible, man. You might as well be careful of him because he's treacherous and I wouldn't. I take your word for it. You don't have to do it from my standpoint. Can if you want to, but you don't have to.
No, I won't. It'll be completely mine. I'll figure out a way, you know, to approach him.
But as far as dignifying, I have enough faith in your intellectual taste that you wouldn't find anything in common with that. I don't know any. I don't want to berate him unnecessarily. But we'd all know his past. You know his past and his with his own children. I've got no time for that man. And yet I've got an obligation if he wants to make a moral readjustment. I think that you're right. If your dad's showing any kind of willingness to change, I'll respect your efforts to work with him. But as far as I know, the last I heard Rose Gig and some of the people that Whitey Freestone came in talking about going to blow the guts out of every black in this, and he didn't use those terms, in this valley. He was waiting for the time that he could blow my head off and every black blankety-blank's guts out. And so that's the thing that I've had, and I've had to quarrel with Linda because she, he evidently, somebody told him something because I hope she didn't, but he says she did, and I don't understand some of the racist positions that they've taken. As I said, as long as you don't consort with people who have shown to me racist patterns, that's a...
I don't know how things get out so fast, because it's been about a month ago now, a fellow that I went to school and played football with here in Ukiah, his name was Tom, and he told me, he said, I heard you got away from that church, and you know, that you feel this way and that way, and I haven't talked to anybody, you know, less long for him to tell me what I said to somebody else, so no telling who's going around talking, doing all the, you know, doing the things they're doing, but... He told me that a month ago.
You haven't said anything to... I just forgot something else. You haven't said anything to Linda, have you?
No, I've talked to her. And it's been briefly. I just wanted her... You know, something's happening. I just wanted to clear everything up because I don't... you know, just how things are. I just don't want her to set up and think I'm going to stab her in the back. And I surely don't want her to come jump behind me, meeting her... some store or something, she started screaming or something.
What was her attitude?
Well, first of all, she just, you know, like, it's just like she's free, you know, and she might have been even apprehensive of me, you know, because she didn't say, she acted like she was, it was all natural, you know, the way she was acting, but still she could have been apprehensive, but she sounded like, I'm just, you know, want to get my family what they want, what we deserve, and that's it. Now, I have to make no trouble. This is what I get. This is what she's told me, you know. Matter of fact, she said, I want to talk about all those the years that she's been there and all that, you know. She just wanted to do her thing. And so I told her that, I just want to make sure things between us is not that we're going to stab each other in the back, because if it is, you know, I mean, if that's the way you want it, we'll have it that way, but if not, we can at least be cordial with each other, you know. And so she wasn't negative at all, you know. I don't think she was. You know, she didn't say, probably because she just didn't trust me. But
well,
she was nice.
We've had some peculiar impressions there. I'm glad to hear that positive side. You know, I want to believe in everybody. I really do. And she worked here. Number of years, I was rather shocked. Shocked isn't the word, that's the mildest understatement of the century. And all I know is what I hear. I do know what she said to some of our people in my presence. I know that when we asked her what she felt about brotherhood and justice and so forth, her commitment was that she didn't have any commitment to these things anymore. And supposedly that the people she comes with are very racistic, but I haven't seen her.
This has just been recent. I talked to her. She said that I'm not getting any phone calls or anything now, so and everything is going cool. She just acted like it was everything was carefree and, you know, and like she was doing her own thing. I had a chance to talk, you know, to Mark.
Be a little careful, Luan. Be a little careful. From my experience, be a little careful.
Okay, sure.
What'd you say?
I said I had a chance to talk to Mark, you know, well, just to see him and he's...
I didn't catch who you said.
Mark, her little son.
Yes,
Yeah, and he's gotten tall and everything, just seeing, he asked me, well, how's JoJo, you know, and I said he's fine.
She didn't speak against the church to you?
Well, she said that, it wasn't any, if she was talking to somebody that was opposed to the church, she wouldn't give him any impression when she talked to me that she was against it. You know, it's the type of a thing that somebody in the group that's in, but they still have some odd things to say, you know, like looking around and saying something against it. But, and I thought that maybe just because she didn't trust me, because, you know, maybe she does have these feelings.
Well, you see, what I'm reading, I'll play games. Danny, I don't want Danny. Now, Danny came back and said that you people said that something about a gun, I don't know what he was. I didn't know why he went over there. So I called your sis, Terry, and said, "Well, what was he doing there?" And she asked me the same thing. And I said, "Well, I didn't know he was there. I didn't even know it till about 1 o'clock when he was down at the office, and he came back. And things were all smoothed out with talking with John. I felt real good, you know. And he came back then and talking about something about a gun." I don't remember what context now, but something about a damn gun. And so I thought, I'm not going to let this thing get in my mind like this. I'm just going to call Terry, and Terry said it wasn't nothing like that said.
No.
But he's told us so damn much that Linda said. So damn much that Linda said.
Well, you know, if you're talking about a gun, you know, I have a gun, you know. But
no, I don't mean that. No, it wasn't that. It was a gun being stolen.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is what I told Danny. I said, I don't know, but I would imagine that Wayne is pretty upset. And one thing he's thinking, I stole his gun. I said, I don't have the man's gun.
Listen, now I'm
tired of hearing stuff about that I took his gun because it fits.
Who's telling you stuff about him taking the gun? I haven't heard. The boy has been back now for, what, 2 months? I haven't heard him say anything but kindness about you.
Well, it seemed to me through what Danny was saying.
Well, who did?
That's one of his... As one of Wayne's.
You mean Danny gave you the impression that Wayne was talking about you?
Well, see, he talked, asking questions. You know, he says, "Well, do you have anything against Wayne and Jim?" I said, "No." To me, I like some of my minds are working. I said, "Well, Wayne might be pissed off." Danny didn't say Wayne's pissed at you. Blah,
he didn't. Okay.
But I said that.
Well, don't do that kind of stuff, Jim, because if somebody's asking questions like that, don't even volunteer that type of thing, because Wayne has good feelings towards you. There's no problem here. And when you ask some damn question about a gun, I don't even remember hearing anything about you stealing any gun. Was there such a charge made as that?
Yeah. It's before in Spokane. Evidently, well, went on a hunting trip once and we lost it.
Oh.
I'll tell you,
if he said anything, he hasn't said anything to me, and I know it's all new to Eva. You never heard anything.
I haven't heard anything about it.
You know, you can tell if it was just ease attention, you know, whatever it is, because I don't feel anything.
Well, I don't need to ease attention with him. He said on Wednesday night last that we needed you, that you had a lot of expertise in jungle. We're cultivating ground, you know. We got 25,000 acres, man. 25,000 acres. And he, on the contrary, he said how we needed you.
I believe that, but I just wanted him to know, man, if he wanted one, that I could get him a used one down in San Francisco from someplace that's similar to the one he had.
That's silly shit.
Because if it hadn't been found, then I was the one that lost it, because I think I was the last one with it, you know. But if he's going to create a whole lot of negative things with him, but then I go ahead and do that once I get the money.
Yeah, one last question. Did you ever, did you meet with Ruth Kearns?
No, I've never seen Ruth Kearns.
No, she's a liar.
Last time I saw her was when she was in church.
She's a liar. There was truth then that you did meet with Linda. I'll ask you, you know, straight away.
Uh-huh.
And, Ruth has written some very, very nasty things in letter form, but it didn't make a difference. So she writes, Kay, we've had all kinds of people writing kids all, and we don't give a crap what she writes. But she said we got it in writing. I'll show it to you. She got it in writing. She said she met with you. She sent it to her sister. She thought her sister was with her, and her sister's not with her. And so I'll just tell you, just point blank, where I've got all my information. And she put in writing she'd met with you, and you were with her, and going to try to do something to, I don't remember what hurt the church. Do you remember even what the letter said?
No, I didn't read the letter.
Oh, you didn't? Well, I've got it. It's in the office someplace, Jim. And if you come, if you're ever free and can come by, I'll let you read the thing.
Okay. Yeah, Mickey wants to see it talk with you.
I'd be glad to, because we're as I told you, and I mean this, that your enemies will be ours. In terms of anybody's bothering you, if they're harassing you, you let me know, because it's not our people. It'll be racist or something, and if they're white, it certainly would be just probably racist that don't like your presence here. But I've never heard of anybody being followed. You say four people come up around your
white men.
Come up around your property.
Yeah, they were, it's a little seafood place next door to it. They were parked out there, and, you know, they're all outside of the car, and they're all, and I noticed them.
First thing you do is get their license. We've got a way of checking it out.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. The car is facing it, and I couldn't, you know.
Get their license immediately, and you get a hold of me. I'll post. Do you know Mike Pokes?
I know him. Yeah, I know Mike.
He's a nice guy. Really nice guy. I don't think he knew you, though. You left almost, didn't you? You never really got to know each other, did you?
Well, I talked to him several different times, and not enough, you know. It takes time to know each other.
Get a hold of Eva. You know Eva's number, 8613.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you can't get me.
8613?
And, yeah. And Pokes is 7600. Same prefix. And if anybody comes around there, let us know, and we will, we can check that out, and no sweat, but don't tell that.
Because
mm-hmm. You may have some bigots, and they might, we've had bigots, isolated bigots, we've got letters we've turned over to the sheriff's department, we found where they were going to plan to burn this church down,
mm-hmm.
We've got the names and addresses, there are little pockets of bigots, we haven't proceeded against them.